He took her by the throat, meaty fingers choking her, squeezing her windpipe until she was wheezing and gasping, unable to breathe. He did not slow down, and his cock slammed into her insides with pulpy, disgusting sounds, sloshing around as if he had broken something inside her. The bulge extended up past her midsection, as if he was fucking directly into her ribcage, and it looked, and felt, like he could kill her with his cock at any moment. "Your mind is weak. Your resistance means nothing," he roared directly into her face, spittle flecking across her features. "I will show you what you are, what you were always meant to be." Ray was far from being able to respond. Her eyes were glassy and unfocused, her mouth a sloppy, drooling mess. She uttered grunt after unintelligible grunt, letting out a pained, choked fuck as she was rocked by his thrusts. Her titties bounced and jostled wildly, flopping about on her chest, and he pulled her close again, slurping them like some sort of colossal baby sucking on a pacifier. The sight of their rutting bodies, so close together, was obscene and unnatural. Her lithe, shapely form kneeling amid the hillocks of his belly, fat as his cock, the only truly firm part of his body, sank into her again and again and again. "Give in to the feelings," he said, licking her helpless face freely, slathering her with snot-thick slime. "My musk can tame even the strongest woman. You crave domination. Your species was made to serve mine." Between pathetic, choking gasps, Ray did her best to fight the sensations, but she knew she was fighting a losing battle. "You bastard," she whimpered, letting his slab of tongue meat writhe and slide all over her. "Slimy, stinking monster. Fuck, you're so deep." "Submit, you human cow," Drago said, eyes bugging out as Ray actually began to lick his massive tongue, making out with him in a grotesque display of submission. Her tongue ran over his, dredging up thick scoops of foul-tasting slime. She was lost now to the degraded, shameful feelings he had forced into her. Her mind was awash in the hot stink of his foul hut musk, a salty, putrid stench that triggered something deep within her. She was overwhelmed by his pheromones. She felt a kind of instinctual drive, a feminine reflex to submit to an alpha male, even if that male was a repulsive, oversized slug. The scent of sweat and cock stink filled her nostrils, and Ray moaned, shaking like a leaf. Her body yearned to breed with him, a deep biological urge to consume his seed, overriding all rational thought. She opened her mouth, finding the pointed tip of his pulsing, writhing tongue, and beginning a sweet, sensual sucking on it. She tilted her head and let his tongue push past hers, lancing out, claiming her mouth. She licked and sucked his tongue like a cock as it pumped in and out of her mouth, showing him that she was ready, ready to surrender, ready for him. The wrongness of the act, the depravity, only excited her more, and she trembled as a dark thrill rushed through her. As he pulled out, her eyes were crossed and half-lidded, giving her a brainless and mind-fucked look only amplified by her gaping, gooey mouth and limp, hanging tongue. Chunky tendrils of saliva connected their mouths, and she was blushing deeply as a high, whining moan of need escaped her lips. Her cunt spasmed around his length, and she squirted all over his cock. "Yes! Come for me, you whore!" he rasped, holding her tight as he fucked her with powerful, unrestrained strokes. "Surrender to Drago!" "Girl!" she gurgled, her eyes rolling back, her confused, lust-addled mind, reduced only to the base instincts to breed and be dominated, snapped. In that moment she knew she was his. A wretched, slimy, corpulent slug had made her his slave, not just by purchasing her, but by utterly conquering her pussy with his massive cock. She would do anything for him, any submissive, degrading act he desired. She would be his property. She would utterly submit and be his for as long as she lived. "Ah!" she screamed. "Ah!" Her pussy stretched around his dick like a sex sleeve, and she blubbered uselessly as an orgasm exploded in her very core. The hut's cock drove deeper than any human man could ever hope to touch, and wrenched a boiling, spasming climax out of Ray's virgin young body, and she howled to the sky as he claimed her. Drago fucked into her deeply, his cock reshaping her insides with one final angry thrust, shaft buried to the balls. She felt the intrusion as his massive length speared her inner organs, squashing against her stomach from below. As his cock crown distended her womb and pressed it up into her guts, his piss hole opened and began to pump out hot, nasty ropes of unbelievably thick semen. Ray could feel each stinging impact of sloppy, bubbling, chowdery cum inside her, could even hear it as he emptied himself into her body with a sickening splurt.